This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. The storm that was Hurricane Ida killed at least 46 people from Maryland to Connecticut. This New Yorker says as the water rushed into her apartment in Queens, she grabbed her toddler son and tried to escape.
And then I said, okay, let's go. And then when I opened the door got stuck too. So maybe because of the water pressure or something, I don't know why. And then we can't even go out.
She says it took an hour for friends to help her get the door open and escape with her son. At least 13 deaths are blamed on the storm in Louisiana, Mississippi, and Alabama. That includes three nursing home residents who'd been taken to a warehouse in Louisiana ahead of the storm. An investigation's underway into that. President Biden will visit Louisiana today. The AP's Mike Gracia.
President Biden visits hurricane-ravaged Louisiana today. The president will survey damage from Hurricane Ida and meet with state and local leaders from impacted communities.
We need to get power restored. We need to get more food, fuel, and water deployed.
Ida was the fifth most powerful storm to ever come ashore in the United States.
New Zealand is calling this a terror attack. Authorities say they've shot and killed a violent extremist after he went into a supermarket and stabbed and injured six shoppers. The prime minister says the man was a Sri Lankan national who was inspired by the Islamic State group. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis is appealing a judge's ruling that the governor exceeded his authority in ordering school boards not to impose strict mask mandates on students. Meanwhile, new data shows that in Florida, at least 8 days in August have produced more daily COVID deaths than at the last peak last year. The 7-day average in daily deaths reached 244 last month. Crews are taking advantage of weakening winds to battle a California wildfire near Lake Tahoe. This is AP News. There's an arrest in connection with a news report that ended up being widely seen for all the wrong reasons.
It was one of those typical stand on the beach while telling people about the aftermath of a big storm kind of report, but it became an online sensation and now the person accused of making it that way is in custody. Federal marshals in Ohio arrested a man who was seen running up on MSNBC reporter Shaquille Brewster and his camera crew as he reported on Hurricane Ida in Gulfport, Mississippi. The man, identified as Benjamin Dagley, is seen running at Brewster demanding accurate reporting before the live shot was cut short. The intruder is wanted by police in Gulfport on suspicion of assault. He's also wanted in his home state of Ohio, where he was arrested for a probation violation. I'm Oscar Wells Gabriel.
Traffic deaths are up 10.5% over last year at this time, even though driving has declined, say safety officials. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.